KSR News. I'm John Scott. Ernesto strengthening into a hurricane and dropping torrential rain on Puerto Rico, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power in the U.S. territory as it threatens to strengthen into a major storm en route to Bermuda. Ernesto forecast to move through open waters for the rest of the week and make its closest approach to Bermuda on Saturday. It's forecast to become a major Category 3 storm in the coming days. So will this storm affect the U.S.? National Hurricane Center warning coordination meteorologist Robbie Berg.
Ernesto is going to be creating a large wave field across the Atlantic Ocean, and these swells are going to reach the east coast of the United States later this week into the weekend. That means that anybody who goes to the beach, even if the weather is beautiful and nice, it could be dangerous in the water with those rip currents and high surf.
Meteorologist Robbie Berg. Also at SRNNews.com, year-over-year inflation reaching its lowest level in more than 3 years in July. It's the latest sign the worst price spike in four decades is fading and setting up the Federal Reserve for an interest rate cut in September. Measured from a year earlier, prices rose 2.9%, down from 3% in June. Kamala Harris expected to visit North Carolina later this week.
The Democratic candidate for president is set to appear in Raleigh on Friday to unveil her plan to boost the Biden administration economy after serving 4 years in the Biden administration. Her upcoming visit will follow former President Trump's planned trip to Asheville this afternoon.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens. Wall Street is now mixed after that latest update on inflation came in almost exactly as economists expected. The Dow is ahead 192 points, but the Nasdaq is now losing 37 points. This is SRN News. A new effort to protect Christian college students.
It's called Campus Faith Alliance, and it's the work of the Religious Freedom Institute. RFI President David Trimble tells the Christian Post that the new organization will address, quote, growing challenges for students of faith on America's college campuses. He says the alliance will defend religious freedom for all students, including Jewish students besieged lately by anti-Semitism. Alliance chapters will begin appearing on several university campuses this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Missouri voters will decide in November whether to amend the state constitution to create a right to abortion. Election officials say an initiative to that has received more than enough signatures to qualify for the ballot. If approved by a majority of voters, it would reverse the state's near-total ban on abortions. At least a half dozen states will be voting on abortion rights this fall, and two others may join that list. This is SRN News. There's been a burglary at the campaign office for former President Trump.
The Loudoun County, Virginia Sheriff's Office says it happened Sunday at an Ashburn office being leased by the Trump for President 2024 campaign. It also serves as the headquarters of the Virginia 10th District Republican Committee. The Sheriff's Office says it has surveillance video that shows someone wearing dark clothing with a dark cap with a backpack breaking in and going through the office. It isn't clear whether anything was stolen, but an investigation continues. The campaign and the Republican committee have not commented. Keith Peters reporting.
A federal judge has ruled that the University of California, Los Angeles, cannot allow pro-Palestinian protesters to block Jewish students from accessing classes and other parts of the campus. The preliminary injunction marks the first time a U.S. judge has ruled against a university over the demonstrations against the Israel-Hamas war. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.